Welcome to Business Mentorship Keeping It Real, where we introduce corporate leaders who have taken the leap to business owner and participate with their great idea in our guest blog found on shareyourstories.online. Our guest is Karen Stultz, who joins us from Whitefield, Maine. Karen is committed to helping you enjoy an awesome life. Let's find out why this podcast host, positive psychology coach, an NLP master is working with outside-the-box entrepreneurs. It is my pleasure to introduce and welcome Karen Stultz.
Thank you so much for having me, Trish. This is so wonderful. I really appreciate it.
You know, what I love about our introduction, Karen, is we were introduced to each other by one of the members of our board who actually lives in Spain, and you two have had a connection. So, you know, that's what this network is all about, introducing each other and giving us an opportunity to share not only your great idea, but meet you and what's important in your business. And you know, your business is based on inspiring others to embrace joy, health, prosperity, and freedom. And when you visit your website, there's this really interesting phrase on your homepage, where money and magic connect for more focus, fun, and freedom. So how does one begin this journey?
Oh, well, great question. You know, it happened. I had just been turning 50, mm-hmm. and I had to leave my, I didn't have to, I don't have to do anything, right?
No, for sure.
But I chose to leave my husband in Maine, in Whitefield, Maine, and move in with my parents in another city so that they did not have to go into a nursing home.
Well, that's a big commitment.
I knew nothing. I knew absolutely nothing. And everything up until that point was very easy, very simple. I felt like life was easy and simple. Yes, there were issues that were going on. It just was problems along the way. I mean, it's life. It's part of being human.
Right.
But with that said, I did have to, I did a lot of soul searching and said, if I don't do this, if I don't take care of my parents now, if I don't allow them to spend the rest of their lives at home together, I will regret it. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to be a good wife. I was trying to be a good mother. I was trying to be a good daughter. And it wasn't working.
Right.
And a good employee. I had a good job.
Right.
Loved the people I worked with. And it simply wasn't working. So anyway, I moved there. And while I was there, I realized that something was major missing in my life. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how to find it. But I realized while I was there, my husband had retired. So I would call him up and say, How are you doing today? Oh, I'm going out with friends. We're out here on the deck. We're having a drink. We're looking at the lake. And I'm saying, and I'm here with my 90-year-old parents.
Right.
All right.
In a totally different atmosphere.
And I felt like, okay, if something doesn't change, I'm going to have to go back home to a J-O-B. And that was not going to make me happy. And I would live with regret.
Right.
And I also saw my mom, who had always been very positive about everything. I mean, she could spin a story like nobody's business. It was really irritating upon occasion, but I looked at her and she was dying with a lot of anger, resentment, and regret. And to the outside world, her kids and her friends looked at her life like, you had a tremendous life.
It was perfect.
So what, why are you feeling this way? Mm-hmm. And I remember the day I sat down in their living room. They were both sleeping and I cried and I said, I don't know what to do. All I know is that this is no way for her to have to live, and it's no way for anybody to die with regret.
Sure.
So what can I do? Because if I go back, that's exactly what I'm going to be doing.
Right.
And life is too short as it is. Let's make it a good one. Right. So I set my sights on making that change. And the first thing that showed up for me after I stopped the tears and I said, okay, just deal with it.
Right.
The magic happened. And I opened up a magazine and it said, the next new thing in for jobs is life coaching. And there is a school for life coaching. And you can do it online. Now, mind you, this is back in 2000.
Yeah, exactly.
So 2000, it was all dial-up. Mm-hmm. We didn't have internet at that point. But
that's right.
It was all dial-up. But I said, great, I can do this and not have to leave my parents. And I called my husband. I said, and they started for the first time offering personal development. Now, I am not a personal development person. We're people.
Yeah, we learn along the way.
Learn along the way. You know, as long as you're open and aware and allow, then we're learning. And why are you searching for personal development? But I knew something was missing. So that's where the magic happened. And I started learning, boy, this is great. This is wonderful. I'm feeling wonderful. But, you know, I learned a lot with my folks about me.
Right.
And one of the statements that my coach had was to help other coaches with difficult clients. And that was, remember that at this moment in time, you're doing the very best. Your client is doing the very best that they can, even if it's clear that they're not.
Sure. Well, we have to start from somewhere, right? If we're going to make change, we have to recognize that change needs to happen, which you did. And you turned a wonderful situation that could have been very negative into a positive by saying, I don't want to be in the same situation when I get to a certain age and stage in life. So how wonderful to be able to take an experience that could have been significantly negative in your life and spin it into something really positive. I mean, kudos to you for taking the leap.
Well, I learned from my mom. I learned from my mom. But I use that statement a lot on me.
Sure.
All right, Karen, forgive yourself. Give yourself permission. At this moment in time, Karen, you're doing the best that you can.
Yeah.
Even if it's clear that you're not.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Because we only have so many resources. And so we need to expand our sphere of influence in order to learn something new to make a change, right? That's the way it works.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And give yourself permission to make a choice.
Yeah. I always say grace, right? Give yourself the grace to say that, you know, I've made a mistake. We all make mistakes. As you've already said, you know, we're all human. That's what we're here for, to make mistakes and to learn and grow into something that's, you know, our future development. But you've done something really amazing with your coaching practice, and you've started a podcast that's all about living an awesome life. So how did you go from, what was the light bulb moment where you said, okay, I'm going to start to share the stories of folks who, because we all have awesome moments in life, right? I mean, life is up and down, you know, goes left and right and forward and backward. And so awesome happens fleetingly throughout life. I mean, I don't know anybody who can say my life has been awesome from beginning to end. There's always bumps in the road. So what was the light bulb moment for you to start a podcast about awesome lives?
Well, thank you for mentioning that. And my wonderful guest of Trish Tonai is also Coming out today, as a matter of
fact. Oh, you're kidding. There you go. Well, this is live and unscripted. So, so our viewing and listening audience is going to get the double whammy, right?
And you're absolutely right. Awesome is an, you know, people don't even think about it anymore. But if we actually think about what awesome is, most of my clients would say, yeah, I would love to feel awesome. But, you know, like you say, life happens. Yeah. You have your ups and your downs. Yeah. But the key is to be aware and allow the A in awesome. And the final E, enjoy it along the way.
So true.
So keeping those things always in the forefront. And the podcast actually came from the idea that the realization that I was surrounded with wonderful people who thought, nice, Karen, just a tap on the head. That's sweet. Right. Right. Sweet what you're doing. It's hogwash. It's hooey. It's woo-woo. But as long as it makes you happy, we're not going to condemn you for it, even though we do.
Right.
And I thought, I cannot progress in my work or make the difference in the world that I want to make without meeting a new tribe, finding a new tribe. And as you mentioned, I'm from Whitefield, Maine. Who's ever heard of Whitefield, Maine? Is a little less than 2,000 people.
Wow.
So
everybody knows everybody.
So if you get off my island in the woods, yes, we do. And at one point I knew every single person in this town because I worked in the town.
For sure.
But in any case, it was, I needed to find my own tribe, and I could reach out to people, but I didn't have the confidence that I could offer them anything. I could give them the healing, the hypnotherapy, the EFT, the positive psychology and whatnot, but they were way ahead of me in many ways. So the bottom line was, what can I offer? I can share a podcast. And people would say, well, Karen, that's so hard creating a podcast. And I said, why?
Mm-hmm. There's always naysayers in the group, right?
And the majority of people I hung out with said, what the heck is a podcast? So
let's start at ground zero and tell me what it is.
In my world, which is why I needed to find a new tribe.
You know what?
I knew my language.
I love your reference to finding a new tribe, because you know what? As we expand and grow as people, just as humans, we need to make connections with people who are going to take us to the next level, right? Whether it is, you know, a serendipitous connection or whether it's something where you say, I'm really looking for someone. Sometimes people pop into our lives and they take us on a whole new path that we were probably not even thinking about. So I love your reference. You know, at any age or stage in life, we can give ourselves the grace to open the door to new relationships, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the magic does come in when you figure out what it is that would give you the freedom. Mm-hmm. And freedom, I think, is what we're all looking for. Yeah. To be free, financially free, physically free is nice too, but mostly emotionally free.
Yeah.
To be us.
I mean, I love the three words in your homepage, you know, focus, fun, and freedom. And those words can mean anything to anyone, as long as it's taking them to a place that gives them joy, right?
Exactly. I'm so grateful that you recognize that, because when we can tune in to focus on what it is that we want, the magic does happen.
Yeah.
And if we can do it with a playful attitude, it makes it so much easier. It just makes it so much easier.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, give our viewing and listening audience the feeling that you had when you left the JOB, because that is a huge leap of faith to do that in itself. I mean, everyone has a reason, a different reason perhaps, for leaving their 9-to-5. Yours perhaps wasn't immediately to begin a company and to start an entrepreneurial venture. But the feelings and the things that you think of when you leave a leadership role are pretty significant to making change, are they not?
Very well put, Trish. Yeah. Sometimes we are presented with situations that we say, this is not good. Mm-hmm. I only know how to work for somebody else. And I don't know what to do. But the fact is that those changes are designed cosmically, I would say, to kind of push us along to where we want to go, and we might not even realize it.
Yeah, the gentle nudge.
So the old saying, you know, a door closes, another door opens.
Yeah, for sure.
But you have to be aware and allow, which is the A in awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
And when we get our wellness, our environment, our spirit, our organizational skills, so we can keep it all together, and of course money.
Yeah,
money is very important to have that freedom that we really want to have.
I want to ask you a question. The question I want to ask is, you mentioned something lovely where you said that your husband retired while you were making this transition. And in your bio, you share that you've been married for 50 years. Can you share with our viewing and listening audience, how does your spouse, your husband, support you in this venture? Because I assume he's still retired. How does he give you the sort of confidence or the freedom to pursue this new venture when he's in a totally different place by being retired and you're in an entrepreneurial environment? How does that work in your relationship?
That's a great question. Yeah. Basically, we have figured it out. He does his thing right now. He's out with his, working on his tractor, taking care of the house and keeping a roof over my head. Mm-hmm. And I am in my office enjoying people. And then we go for walks together and we find that thing. But the important thing is to find out what works for you. And what the way we do that is to recognize what our values are, mm-hmm, and what brings us joy. And for me, it is making a difference in the world, mm-hmm, without making it hard, right, without getting overwhelmed.
Right.
So that is my joy. If I can help somebody, I only do things online now. And that is my joy, because I can just come up to my office and have a wonderful conversation.
Yeah, for sure. It's so wonderful that you found your groove, right? The two of you have been able to find a way to make it work. And I'm sure your relationship is flourishing, your business is flourishing, and so is your connection with each other in your community. So that's a really wonderful thing, I think, to share, because we sometimes forget that we do have partners who contribute.
Well, we all do in some fashion, right? And mm-hmm. You have to look at what is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so during the day, I do not see clients after 5 p.m. Eastern time. Mm-hmm. And during the day, he does his thing. I'm looking at him now. And he does his thing. I do my thing. Right. And at 5 or 6 o'clock at night, then we get together and we talk about the day and we have something to talk about. And then like this evening, we're going out. So
yeah, that's perfect.
It's good.
Well, I'm so pleased that you're able to share how you were able to strike a balance, because I think that's really important for people to recognize that, you know, life is still very important, and what we do in terms of career choices is supposed to create this wonderful home environment that nourishes everybody. And you found a really wonderful way to be able to do that. So that's a really wonderful thing to share. One of the things that we do
One of the things to remember is that we can't control anyone else. We can only control ourselves.
That's very true. That's very true. One of the things we do in the guest blog is we share three words of advice that sort of wraps up how we feel about our business and contributions and connections with the community. And your three words are act with heart. So perhaps we can wrap up our conversation today with you sharing why those three words are important to you.
Thank you for asking, because it's acting. When you are tuning into your heart, what brings you joy, that fills you with excitement, that makes you just feel at peace, that is true for you. And therefore, when you are working and living and doing your truth, what's right for you and brings you joy in your heart, you can't go wrong.
That's so
true. You cannot have anything but an awesome life.
That is so true. And what a wonderful way for our viewing and listening audience to leave with, a little piece or a little tidbit of something to think about. I really appreciate the way that you've been able to talk about the magic that happens in life for all of us, and how focus, fun, and freedom are the three things that we're really all striving for, right? And how we get there just depends on the journey and the choices that we make. So thank you so much for joining us today, Karen, and giving us a little bit of insight into how to live an awesome life. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, Trish, thank you so much for having me. It is so great to be able to share my story, and hopefully it will impact somebody else. And you can have an awesome life. It may not seem awesome at the moment, but if you allow it, you can see the gold nuggets that make it perfect for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. To you, our viewing and listening audience, I'd like to thank you for joining us today for this edition of Keeping It Real, introducing you to the person behind the logo. If you'd like to connect with our guest, you'll find Karen's contact information in the description portion below. I'm Trish Tonai, an author, artist, and the founder and host for this series. And if you're interested in sharing your business story, visit our website at shareyourstories.online and subscribe to our channel, Business Mentorship, Keeping It Real. Thanks again for tuning in, and we look forward to meeting you next time when we share another great idea.